5-Second Science: The Power of Open-Ended Questions in Therapy. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is among the most evidence-based treatments for depression and anxiety. But when therapists use computer-assisted programs to deliver it, what actually makes these sessions work? In a 2024 study, Coleman and colleagues explored this question using artificial intelligence, AI, to identify which therapist behaviors during coaching sessions predicted real improvements in patients' symptoms. Their findings suggest that it's not just which techniques therapists use, but how they engage with clients that matters most. Behind the scenes of computer-assisted CBT. Computer-assisted CBT, CCBT, combines self-guided digital modules with brief weekly sessions from a trained therapist or coach. This blended approach offers an efficient way to expand access to care, especially in busy primary care settings. But until recently, we didn't know what ingredients made the human element of CCBT successful. Coleman and colleagues, 2024, used the Listen platform, an AI tool trained to detect therapeutic techniques in audio recordings, to analyze 586 coaching sessions from a randomized clinical trial. They looked at which techniques were used, for example, guided discovery, homework review, and how those related to changes in depression, anxiety, negative thinking, and life satisfaction. What really helped patients feel better? Surprisingly, the single strongest and most consistent predictor of improvement was not a CBT-specific skill, but rather the therapist's use of open-ended questions. These questions, which invite clients to elaborate and reflect, what was going through your mind then, were linked to better outcomes across all domains: depression, anxiety, automatic thoughts, and overall satisfaction with life. Even 6 months later, patients whose therapists used more open questions were still doing better. CBT-specific techniques, like guided discovery, agenda setting, and assigning homework, were modestly associated with improvements in anxiety after 12 weeks, but did not show lasting impact or relate to changes in depression. Why might open-ended questions be so powerful? Open questions are a staple of collaborative, client-centered care. They may help build rapport, foster autonomy, and deepen emotional exploration, all factors that enhance therapeutic engagement. In CBT specifically, open questions are central to Socratic dialogue, a process that guides clients to examine their thoughts and assumptions with curiosity rather than judgment. This study suggests that even in a brief, structured format like CCBT, thoughtful dialogue, not just content delivery, can drive meaningful change. Bottom line, it's not just what you say, it's how you ask. In a world of apps and algorithms, human connection still drives the heart of healing. Clinical takeaways. 1. Open-ended questions outperform CBT techniques in predicting long-term improvements in depression and quality of life. 2. CBT skills like guided discovery and homework were useful for reducing anxiety, but benefits faded by follow-up. 3. Therapist warmth, curiosity, and engagement remain critical, even in tech-supported therapy formats. 4. AI tools like LYS-SYN offer a scalable way to study therapy processes, opening new frontiers for precision in training and feedback.